one. The teams are in. It's time for NRL Team List Tuesday. With thanks to Puppy Lovers. Find love with another dog parent. Download the Puppy Lovers app today.
Alrighty, the battle, they like to call it. The Battle of Brookvale. Manly taking on the Melbourne Storm. This game, Four Pines Park. And it kicks off on Thursday night. Manly, tell you what, Reuben Garrick's playing some good football. He remains at fullback. Daly Cherry-Evans and Kieran Foran stay in the halves. So all those rep players have come back except for Josh Aloyer. He suffered a concussion playing for Samoa on Saturday night, so he'll be rested. Kepi moves to the starting side. Taniela Paseka joins the duty bench. As far as Jake Trbojevic, he comes back as well. Stirring game for New South Wales. And as far as the Melbourne Storm are concerned, we mentioned the news a little bit earlier on where Felice Kaufusi is heading to the United States, so he'll have the week off to be with his dad. He's the male there. And Munster has been named, despite that shoulder concern. As far as Ryan Pappenhausen is concerned, Brian, now how does this play out? Because I thought for sure he was back. He had the COVID concern and his jersey number 19.
He'll play.
He'll play?
Definitely.
So do we think he plays and Munster doesn't play?
Well, I would say Munster's an out.
Yeah, I'm planning for that as well. As far as the teams they're playing for, so nominees, I'm going to go with Phil.
What's Phil got for
Phil
us?
Phil says Manly and Melbourne are playing for the Matt Holden Orford. But if you slow it down, it's Matt Holden or Ford.
Ah, yes. See, good.
Yes.
Good.
Matt Holden or Ford.
Good. Thinking outside the proverbial.
Yes.
That's what
so,
I like.
Good on you, Phil. Any other nominees there? Manly playing for the Crusher Kleel succulent Chinese meal. Don't mind that little bit of rhyming thing. You've gone off the rhymes, haven't you?
Mm. No. Look. It's each their own. Yeah. Did you do the Nate Miles?
No.
They're playing for the Nate I Would Walk 500 Miles vinyl record.
Not bad.
Good.
Good.
The Very Blair good. Stewart boxing glove.
Good.
Didn't good. Mind that one.
Don't mind that as well.
I would have said rubber glove.
Knights taking on the Titans, Brooks Van. It is Beanie for Brain Cancer round as well. So, of course, the Mark Hughes Foundation will be well supported throughout this round. The Novocastrians will be out there loud and proud, but there's a major, major out for Newcastle.
Kalyn Ponga out. We talked about it in the first hour. So Category 1 concussion means 7 days he needs off. Tex Hoy is going to replace him at fullback. Got some big stars coming back for the Knights. Daniel Saifidi and Bradman Best are on the extended reserves. Dane Gagai is backing up. He'll be in the centres after a 5-day turnaround. The Titans, David Fifita will be wearing jersey number 17. He's returning from a knee injury. This will probably be his first game since round 12. We've got Proctor and Corey Thompson on the reserves as well. Tino has been named to back up. And Mo Fotuaika, who was pretty decent for Tonga. He will be on the bench as well for the Titans.
Fifita's a big in because he killed the Knights last year. 2 games, 4 tries. So there you go there.
Well, do you think they're going to look at any changes? They're going to have to, aren't they? Queensland, talking about.
Well, he's got to be considered if he's fresh.
You would think that they need a little bit of punch on the edge.
Hopefully Cotter returns from injury because I thought he was quite good in Origin 1. And that hamstring, I think it was 2 to 4 weeks. So potentially he comes back into that side.
Kind of player too, Gibbo, where so tough. I reckon Billy would throw him in first up,
absolutely.
Wouldn't he? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Brian, so what couple have we settled
on? Yeah, I'm going with Statsy from Freshwater. The Brad Tye yellow ribbon round the old oak tree LP.
Oh, I like that.
Very good.
Oh, he's very good. He's very good. I'll tell you who, was it Jimmy? No, it was Badge. Badge yesterday. He's completely off the bit about Statsy from Freshwater. So isn't it funny different shows and your relationship with the listeners? We love Statsy from Freshwater.
Yeah, because I think Statsy gave it to Badge, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
About Wimbledon.
That's right, because and he denied it. He went, no, I didn't say Wimbledon. Wimbledon.
Yes.
Said Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. Yes, Brian, this is the 2003 grand finals. The quiz I gave you.
Correct.
5 grand finals for the Panthers.
Yep.
One player played in 3 of them. And this is the game you're referring to, isn't it?
Correct.
2003.
Yes. Well, the Penny Panthers back at home. All their rep stars have been named. But they've also got Sean O'Sullivan, Matt Eisenhuth and Chris Smith on the reserves. And that young superstar who brained him on the weekend, Taruva.
Yep.
I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Well, he is on the reserve list as well. Might just be a reward for how good he played on Saturday night. This worries me here for the Chooks. This worries me a lot. Luke Keary is being rested. Now, he had the weekend off You missed the last week's game. You had another free weekend. This will be 3 weeks.
Mm.
You would think that he would have recovered after 2 weeks. This is my worry with Luke Keary. I know he's had the, we all know he's had the issues with the head knocks, and they were saying, the Roosters were coming and saying, no, it wasn't as bad as the other one, but this worries me that it's 3 weeks and he's still not named. But Victor Radley is returning, so that is a huge in for the Chooks. Nat Butcher will go onto the bench. And all the rep players have been named, but once again, we don't really know until an hour before kickoff. And they're playing four. We've got a couple here. Our man, the Catsman, he likes the David Green inflatable trampoline. Yeah. Don't mind that one.
Yeah.
I've come up with a Ned Caddick. Flowers in the Attic hardback.
Ned Caddick.
Flowers in the Attic.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
And we have another one from, who's my man here? Oh, yes. Benny Stewart. They're playing for the Freddie Fittler hash brownie. Freddie Fittler hash brownie.
I don't mind this one from Statsy. He's very good at this. We have been talking about karaoke today. So he said they're playing for the Matty Singstar PlayStation game.
Oh, good. Good. On topic, on point.
On topic, on point. Bulldogs take on the Sharks, Gibbo.
Yeah, so this one will be on SEN Saturday afternoon. The Dogs looking for the three straight victories for the first time since 2019, where the Sharks have got a pretty tough run ahead. They play the Storm, the Cowboys and the Penny Panthers. Now, the sides, there's not really too much to report because both sides are unchanged from their sides they played 2 weeks ago. I'm really keen to see how Matty Burton comes back from Origin. That'll always be the test for those players who play Origin. So he'll come back. And then for the Sharks, they had plenty of players. So Talakai, Mulitalo play Origin too. So I'm going to be keen to see how they back up. But how do you see this one going, Joel?
Oh, look, this is a trappy game. Since round nine, Sharkies against those bottom eight teams, they have been, they've been getting the job done, but they've been sneaking home. They're up and about, the Dogs, at the moment. Can they please stop naming Kiraz in two? They've done this for a month. If he's going to play centres, the whole world knows he's going to play centres.
Yeah.
Just give the bloody number four to him, please, and put Corey Allen on the wing.
Their back line, the Bulldogs, you know.
Haven't realised made a big change.
Absolutely.
Yeah. At fullback. Yeah.
It's good to see Curtis Morin. He retains his spot after he debuted 2 weeks ago, scoring a try. So, look, this will be a really exciting game. Hopefully the Dogs can get it done, but they'll be playing out at Combank Stadium.
Yep.
So how many stadiums is that now for them?
Oh, yeah.
Belmore, ANZ, and now Combank.
That's right.
So they'll be travelling. They're a bit like the Tigers. We've got one nomination here from Callum in Melbourne, the Sharks versus the Bulldogs, playing for the Michael Sullivan Clio Pinup of the Month Magnetic Fridge Calendar.
Oh,
so it's a mouthful, but it's
very good.
Yeah.
Very good. He was a good-looking rooster, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Who was he, Flesh?
And Sully. Bulldog and Shark.
Yeah.
He played halfback, played a bit of hooker, terrific player.
Known for, remember, I think it was a group grand final where he was running the other way. There was like 14 seconds to go and they were on their own try line and he just started running backwards.
Because they're on the lead.
They were winning. It was the grand final.
Tony
Iroh.
Tony Iroh.
This is a big game. The Bulldogs, they can go up and about into a bye if they get it. Sharkies have got to, you know who they've missed, I reckon, Brian? Hamill and Ueli. I reckon they've missed that extra big bopper forward. Finucane back into the side. Though.
Looking at their forward pack, I can't remember when all these players have played together. You've got McInnes, Graham, Tolman, Finucane, Fifita, Wilton, Nakora, Rudolph. Like, that is the test for the Bulldogs here. No Luke Thompson. He, I think, concussion slash back in England for personal issues. Like, they need Paul Vaughan, Josh Jackson, Tevita Pangai Jr., step up in this one.
They won't have the freedom with their offloads against this side because the Sharks' defence is very, very good.
Yeah.
It's a big game from Mick Potter as well because, you know, there's still question marks around who the coach is going to be, the Dogs moving forward. They get a couple of wins on the trot. They go into a bye. All of a sudden,
he's got himself
another 12 months.
Give it to him.
How many years?
One with an option.
A coach or team option?
Coach.
Ooh. So he can go for 2 years if he wants.
Why not just... He's doing a good job, obviously. They're liking him.
Just give him another year. Unless Freddie wants to do it. I reckon that's the job for Fred, isn't it?
Let's ask him.
Are we going to ask him? No, he won't answer anyway. Not in the middle of Origin.
Me.
No. Well, you can ask him. I'm not. Anyway, 1300 01 1170. Now, this next game, boys, Cowboys. This is a massive game. Who's the king of Queensland? Cowboys take on the Broncos. Who's the real competitor in this competition? Now, Cowboys smacked them earlier in the year. They scored two tries only, the Broncos, and they were fluky.com. Herbie Farmworth, who's not playing this game, he got a penalty try, and then later on he got the best bounce you've ever seen in the history of the game. They were the sole two tries. This time it's back at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Ooh. The big in here for the Cowboys, the new signing, Luciano Leilua, is on the bench.
Good.
Most of the stars remain intact there. What they didn't have last time, the Broncos, when they met, they didn't have Tamari Martin in the side, who's gone on a bit of a winning run until he met Melbourne last start. Ezra Mamm has been a good inclusion. So Adam Reynolds comes back into the side for the Broncos. So there's a little bit to be up and about. I tend to lean the way, boys, of the Cowboys at home. Their defence has been absolutely sublime.
I'm going Cows. Payne Haas doesn't play.
Payne Haas, he has been named.
Yep.
Big asterisk next to his name.
Big thing too, I remember a few weeks ago for the Cowboys, they lost Taumalolo and Felt in a game. Felt's number 22. Taumalolo's back. I thought that might have been a period where they would have dropped down with two, you know, fairly influential players in their team. They've just kept rolling. And now they're back. Leilua's now in the squad as well to reinforce that forward pack.
Highland Lukey's gone for the year, so he's covering
gone.
That.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is, I like him. I
you
like
know what they did there? Here. They were clever because they said, what's the point of signing him now? So the Tigers were getting bagged, Brian, because they released him. And everyone's saying, but he hasn't signed for the Cowboys yet. Why have they done that? Well, that's not their problem. Tigers had agreed to release Luciano. And whether he signs with anyone, once you release him, that's not their problem to wait for him to sign for another club.
No.
So people were bagging the West Tigers for letting him go. But they're allowed to release him, and they agreed for that, so they can announce what they want. So then what the Cowboys said, well, why are we signing him now? If he's going to go and play for Samoa, et cetera, why would we risk him playing in that game? So they said, look, we're not going to sign you until after the rep round. So at that point, he said, well, I'm not playing in the rep round. And now he's been signed to the Cowboys.
Yeah. How good's that too? Like, as a teammate of him, that he's gone, no, I'm just going to focus in on this half season with the Cowboys because you guys are flying.
Yeah.
I'd love to represent Samoa, but I want to play my 100th game for the Cowboys against the Broncos. Let's do it. Let's really go for a tilt of this premiership.
Semi-finals.
Yep. And then he'll get himself a World Cup berth as well. Because they've got a lot of second rowers, the Samoan side.
Yep.
But I'm really keen to see the halves battle. Ezra Mamm and Adam Reynolds, who haven't played much footy together, up against Tom Dearden and Chad Townsend. Both similar players in all aspects. So it's going to be a pretty interesting battle.
It's going to be massive. And don't forget, they're playing for the Scott Prince and the new Revolution Purple Rain CD. Yes, on fire. Freshie. What's his name? Statsy for Freshwater. Rabbitohs take on the Eels. This is yours, Brian?
This is mine and the big end, Latrell Mitchell. Back after, what was it?
What number, Brian?
Number one.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I know. But they might swap around. Damien Cook, he only played the 40 minutes, so you'd think he would back up. Jai Arrow got through, and Mark Nichols is named on the bench. So Tommy B is on. Sorry, Mark Nichols is starting. Tommy B is on the bench. Parramatta, after their flying game against the Chookies, well, this is a tough one for him. Junior Paulo may not be playing.
Ooh,
that's my mail.
Really?
That is my mail. He's named, but he may not be playing. Dylan Brown is named. Yeah,
Brian, can I just say exclusively, I was backing South anyway.
Okay.
South have got a terrific record against Para.
And at home too.
Yep.
And at home, they're very, very good. But other than that, it's pretty much the same 17 that downed the Roosters in round 15. Yeah, I'm just trying to look at this team. You going to take him at the start, Sugar? Or just
off the bat? I'm going to take him off the bat at the price. I'm going to take him off the bat.
Yeah, nah. If they didn't have the bye last week, I would have gone with you, but I'm taking Eels. Number eight, side bet?
At the line, yeah.
At the line?
Yep.
What's the line?
Oh,
what's the Marsha?
The Marsha.
Just take it, blind line.
Yeah, it's about 3.5, I think.
I'll give you 2.5.
Whatever it is, whatever the cardboard says. Okay, 2.5.
2.5.
You know what? I don't need it. We're going off the bat.
Okay.
I'm Bunnies, your Eels.
Number eight.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, let's do this too. They're playing for... Now, Nicky Rooney says they're playing for the Nathan Brown snake. Nathan Brown snake. Nathan Brown snake.
Yes.
Or this one. This was mine. The Paul Mares... I know that was for the Chooks.
What was it?
I was going to say the Paul Mares and Philly's three-year-old maiden.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but... Did Manzi play for Bunnies? I know he played for the Chooks.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll go to the tapes for this.
I think he did. Chock from Calderwood's the Joel Ready Steady Cook season 5 box set.
That's very good.
Nah, he's a week late. He played for Parramatta and the Roosters, Paul
Mears.
That's
right, yeah.
Protest dismissed.
Okay, what Ooh. About the Cats, man? Be-ba-ba-ba-da-bo. He's playing for the David Penner Loop Antenna.
Oh, yeah.
Cats, man, you're on fire, son. But you're very clever.
Yeah.
Catsman, you're very clever.
Too clever?
Too clever for us, but I want you now to spread the love a little bit. I think I want you to get away from the rhyming slang.
Do you think it's a bit tough on Blake Tough, who's been pushed out of the side? Cody Nikorima came halfway through the 100%. Year. Now he's playing 14.
Mate, Blake Tough would be my fullback, and I'd have Latrell in the centres.
Yeah, but not forever.
No, but just for the next month, just to get him going again.
Get the hemi going, because he's going to do a lot of running.
Yep. And Blake Tough looked quite dangerous, I thought, against the Dragons, even though as poor as they were. And I'd nearly put Cody at halfback. What would you do there, Brian? Would you put the young kid there? Or?
Well, it's good that they've kept Ilias, because remember he got hooked.
Mm.
And there was talk he's going to get dropped. So expect a big game from Lachlan Ilias. No, I'd keep Lachlan there, mate.
Would you keep there? Okay. Okay.
Sorry to upset you.
No upsetting required there. We move on to the next game, boys, and this is the Warriors versus... And this, I'm going to ask Shawnee, the trader, to give you an idea. So a big home ground advantage when you're setting the markets on where, Brian?
Moon,
yes. would be about 4. So Melbourne Storm, for example, playing down at Amy Park, probably worth about 4 points when you're doing your ratings.
Is that all?
Yep. I wonder what he's going to give the Warriors here, given the fact that it's his first game back. It's a sellout, the emotion. What's his home ground worth? Brooksy, take it away.
Mount Smart Stadium, 2 p.m. Sunday. We're going to be calling it on the app if you want to get over there. We've got crunch time. We've got the game. So it's going to be great to hear Mount Smart Stadium on the airwaves. Ewan Aitken, concussion. He's back on deck in the centres. Pompey drops to the reserves. Eli Katoa is the new face on the bench in place of Donimus Louie. So he's gradually getting back there, your boy.
I need to find out why he hasn't been in that team. He's a great player. Great player, Eli Katoa. Can be a great player.
Volkman and Johnson are the halves for the Warriors for their first game back. Mm. And the Tigers, James Roberts returns from a back injury. He's in the centres. Yutoika Manu, is Stefano variety, is also good to go. Farmonu Brown has been named to start at hooker with Little on the reserves. Dewey, he'll be on the bench. Adam jersey
Dewey.
Number 15. Okay. Yeah, so the halves are Brooks and Hastings. We were hearing that Brooksy was probably going to be dropped for this game early on before Origin, but he's partnering Jackson Hastings in the halves, Dame Laurie at fullback. Cup-wise for the West Tigers Warriors, we've got the Blake Ashford helmet haircut, played for both, and the Ken Mamalo free moped ride off in Bali.
Did he get one? Did he get one?
He must have.
David Fifita got one. Remember he got in a bit of trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Because he had his bum bag around his shoulder.
Mm.
What happened there?
Well, is that because of the age?
That's around exactly right. That's what Freddie said. If you're
under 23?
But he got in a bit of strife over at Favela, over in Bali.
Is that Seminyak?
Si.
big game. That's going to be good.
I don't know much about this youngster on the bench, Fanua Pole.
No.
Fanua Pole. So he's on the bench for the West Tigers. This is fascinating, this game. You just got to be careful. Like, it feels as though they are unbeatable, the Warriors. But it's...
Oh, you can't say
But
that.
When they're $1.50, you can't... It's Trappy McTrap-trap.
Like, this would have been the game that all their fans are hoping for one of their best performances. They'll play in front of a packed crowd. And the most Warriors thing would be for them to go out and get smacked by 20 points.
How flat would that be?
Oh, it'd be pretty average.
Won't happen.
I mean, they'll all be up for this game. And they had a lot of players playing in international rep round, Adam Fanua Blake being the major one. So, look, hopefully they have a good crack on Sunday.
But you know what, too? Like, if I'm part of the West Tigers, this is a great game to get up for.
Sure.
It's an exciting game to get up for. So
hope they bring the drums back and the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You used to defend and you couldn't hear one iota.
Nah.
Awesome. Moses.
Always overcast, wasn't it? Always. Do you ever play in the sun there?
Always.
Yeah. Sun?
Sun.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. No. Had a couple of wet games with those drums. And you can't. And they had them on those big speakers.
Oh, it's good.
You could not, when you're defending, you couldn't hear a word.
Fanua Pole, so he re-signed in February for up until 2024. Balmain Tigers Jr. played SG Ball for the West Tigers, originally from Victoria.
Wow.
I don't like that.
So he's of the Dean Aramaya lineage.
So he qualifies for Queensland then.
So yeah. The until Victoria get another 15 players, they'll be Origin ready soon. But yeah, congratulations to FP.
Good? Wouldn't it be good to have a Victorian team? Victorian Origin, we just flog them every week.
And every year it's at the MCG.
Yeah, in front of 6,000.
There you go. We're done, are we?
One more. Boys, the 82 Cup. Oh, technically.
The Dragons. Steelers. St George Illawarra Dragons taking on the Raiders. So you can say Raiders, but you still can't say in this day and age the Dragons. You've got to say St George Illawarra Dragons taking on the Raiders, Gibbo.
So this one down in the Gong. This will be a pretty close game. I'm pretty sure both teams are on 7 wins, so they're floating around that 8th place mark. Ben Hunt, who played in Origin, he got twisted by Damien Cook, I believe it was, in Origin. He has been named to play. He is huge for the Dragons. I'm sure, Brooks, you would agree. I hope he plays. And for the Raiders, they've got a big inclusion too. Jackie Whiten is back from COVID, so he missed out last time round. So Whiten, Fogarty in the halves for them. Nickel Clockstar will come back via the bench. I don't think that on game day they'll have Nickel Clockstar and Starling, but remains to be seen what happens there. Josh Papali'i, he's been named. He'll probably play. He didn't play too many minutes in these first two Origin games, Papa, so I'm not sure what's happening there. But
I'll be shocked if Savage starts. Honestly, he's got a lot of work to do on his defence.
Zav?
Yep.
Wasn't he injured?
Yeah, but he played the last game against the Knights.
No, but he got injured in that game, no?
Oh, did he?
Thought he did. I thought he had a bit
Why was Rapina off the field in that game?
Jeez, it feels not so sure. long ago.
Yeah, he was off. Anyway, sorry, Gibbo.
No, it's okay. But yeah, it looks like the Dragons, you're saying, you know, Savage's defence got question marks. The Dragons put on all those points to South. Look, they'll be wanting to front up and hopefully not leak too many points. But this is the sort of game that could...
What was that noise?
Now, we're going to peel back the curtain here. Yeah. Pull out the curtain, listeners. I moved my chair.
Yeah.
And they thought it was a... A bit of a horsing, but
But this game could go anywhere. Brooksy, what do you think on that team?
It's huge. I looked at the ladder before. So Dragons and Rabbitohs 16 in 7th and 8th. And you've got Roosters, Seagulls, Raiders 14. Haven't had the bye yet. You've got the Roosters coming up against the Panthers. Manly coming against the Storm. We're playing the Raiders. If we win this, they've got the buys coming, those three teams. So it's a massive 2 points for the Dragons if they're serious.
What are the, for Roosters fans, not good news I'm hearing? From the Smarties, the traders.
For the traders, the Roosters. Oh, did I say that off air? Oh, okay. Now, I was speaking to Pengy at the trading floor at Sportsbet, and he is a Roosters fan. And he's had a lunch bet with all of the rest of the trading floor that the Roosters will not make the finals. And he's very sharp, Pengy. So
when does the Peng... what is he saying? Just because the draw's so bad, the draw's bad.
The Keary factor in the draw, in particular the draw. They're currently out of the eight. So he as a Roosters fan, he's saying they'll miss the eight.
Jeez.
There you go.
They're $1.80 to make the eight.
Yep. He's saying they'll miss them.
Stand by, Pengy.
Start of the year.
Stand by, Pengy. 1-300-01-1170. There's your teams. On round 16, all thanks to Puppy Lovers. We'll call about half of those here at SEM.